Namaste and welcome to Vedanta, the River of Wisdom podcast, a podcast that brings to you the ancient flowing tradition of Vedanta, which reveals that you are pure being having a human experience. I'm your guide by the side, Swamini B. Let us flow, you and I, on the banks of the River of Wisdom. Think of a pot and the space therein. I see in my mental eye a pot, and I can appreciate the space that is enclosed by the pot. The space is limited, as it were, but outside the pot, there is the vast, limitless space, the space in which are many, many galaxies. So we can appreciate that outside the pot, there is this vast, limitless, expansive space. But the space in the pot is limited. Now, in this vast, limitless space, there seems to be a limited space. This limited space that is enclosed by the pot seems to be isolated from the limitless space. The isolation of that limited space in the pot, is it true? If one breaks the pot, if I have released the enclosed space to become the limitless space, just by visualizing it, is it necessary that I should break the pot? Okay, let's imagine the pot is broken and the space is released, seemingly. In space, limitless space, the pot is created, the space seems to be enclosed, the pot is broken, the space seems to be released. In the created pot, the space that is bound, is it true? Before the creation of the pot, the space was limitless. It was one. Even after the creation of the pot, the space continues to be one. One limitless space which is within the pot, without the pot. The very form of the pot exists in space. Even if there are many, many pots in space, it still remains one and the same, never divided. Now, consider the pot as the body and the mind. In fact, it's very interesting that at the time of a funeral for a Hindu, there is a pot placed on the shoulder of the one who is going to perform the ritual or the cremation rites. And after the person does pradakshina, goes around the dead body, there is a time when that pot is broken. And that pot really symbolizes the body and mind of the jiva, the traveling individual going from one lifetime to another. So it's interesting that this pot, whether you're pot-bellied or not, continues to be a symbol for the body and mind. So now let's take the body and mind, this whole thing, as the pot. This pot encloses I, the awareness. My mind encloses the awareness, just like the pot seems to enclose the space. The mind, identified with the body, seems to enclose the awareness, as it were. If I am awareness, and I don't mean this in a specific type of awareness, such as political awareness or psychological awareness, I mean pure awareness, that I am that awareness in any thought. I think of a pot. In this thought modification, the thought of a pot, the awareness is enclosed by the form and by the name pot. I think of a tree, a mango tree. Here again, I, the awareness, seems to be enclosed by the form and name of the mango tree. Before this thought arises, I am awareness, vast and simple, unlimited, and therefore vast. Simple because free from any form. A thought came, it got limited, just like the space got limited after the pot came. But really, did the space in the pot get limited ever? Awareness gets limited as the thought comes. Thought goes, the pot thought goes. I play the role of a mother or father. The role of the mother comes and goes. The role of the partner comes and goes because I'm relating now as a professional. The role of a professional comes and goes because now I'm relating as a friend. As roles come and go, does the awareness that is me ever get displaced? I'm aware of a sound. There is sound awareness. I'm aware of a sight, whatever it be. There is sight awareness. I'm aware of the fragrance of roses. There is fragrance awareness. I'm aware of the water from the shower on my skin. There is touch awareness. The object that I'm aware of keeps changing, but the awareness doesn't change. I become aware of an elephant. The awareness doesn't expand. I become aware of a microbe. The awareness doesn't expand or contract. With respect to an object, there is object awareness. With respect to me, what will we call that awareness? Just pure awareness. A responsibility towards a significant other is performed. Responsibility awareness is there. Different thoughts streaming into my mind come. Some of them stay, some of them go. All the while, awareness of thought is there. Awareness of confusion is also there. If I ask, how are you feeling now? There will be some emotion. That awareness of the emotion is there. If I ask, how did you sleep? Awareness of the state of your sleep is also there. The truth is that the awareness that makes everything else, thought, emotion, responsibility, role, body, mind, the galaxies, all these objects are made aware because you are the awareness, pure awareness, that is not enclosed by a thought. You are that pure awareness that is not enclosed or limited by a role. You are that pure awareness that is not burdened by any responsibility. You are that pure awareness that is not limited by having a body or mind. In fact, the body and mind exist in you, the vast, limitless awareness. If you remove the thought, the role, the responsibility, the emotion, the body and mind from all these object awareness, then what is it that remains? It is pure awareness, that which has no limitations, that which can accommodate everything. Much like space accommodates air, water, fire, and the earth, space doesn't seem to have a problem. If the air is polluted in a particular place and on another mountain is crisp and fresh, space doesn't cave in because of acts of adharma in a particular place, nor does it expand if some wonderful acts of giving are taking place. space just is limitless. The awareness that you are is not a property of your body and mind. If it was a property of your body and mind, then it would change. For instance, there are moments that you are kind, and there are moments that you are not so kind, because all properties are subject to change and subject to degree. But awareness is not a property of your mind. It's not subject to coming and going. Here, awareness is not focus or attention. We're talking about that because of which you are aware of your focus or attention. The awareness that you are is not even a product of your body-mind. It is not something that is created because of a process that you undergo with your body or mind, or both. In fact, it is because of the awareness that the body and mind are able to function. Awareness is not a part of your body-mind either. If it was a part, it would be subject to change. But that because of which you are aware of everything, that is what you really are. And so some of you say, well, so what if I'm aware of something? Well, if you are aware of something, that means you are not that. If you are aware of a donkey, and even if someone calls you a donkey, you are not the donkey. If you are aware of what's happening in your mind, you see it, you see the confusion, you see the sadness, you see the excitement, you see some thoughts that you don't want to have. And the truth is that you are untouched by all of this because you are pure awareness. But much like the space in the pot, what does the space in the pot need to do to see that it is free? The space in the pot has to see that the sense of being enclosed is just a sense. It is not reality. And while the pot space may move from one continent to another, may interact with other pot spaces, may struggle and argue and resolve arguments with other pot spaces, while all this interaction may go on, if the pot space gets lost in being enclosed, in being limited, the pot space will continue to feel isolated and lonely and seek connection. And that's fine, we need to be connected. But Vedanta is urging us to recognize that while you are interacting with other pot spaces, recognize that the sense of being enclosed and separate from the other is not reality. That what you really are is that limitless awareness, which is not enclosed, which is fullness. Again and again, you see the reality. No one, including you, can dismiss this. You matter. Your life matters. What you do with your life matters. Thanks for listening. If you found this episode helpful, do consider sharing this with your friends, family, or on social media. As always, thanks for listening, and we see you next week.